The convenience store chain Spar has translated its wine labels into what it says are regional dialects. It says it wants its customers to understand the often complex information on wine labels, and it also wants to provide them with a bit of fun. This is what Spar says on its website. It's a Somerset accent.
All right, my lover. Here's one hell of a Merlot. Be stinking ominous civvies. There'll be bloody handsome with you crossed or oggy. Perfect to share with a party, as he ain't tabby. Me God, be a pretty wine. Cheers.
And this is what the company claims is the same information in Scouse.
Hey, it's only boss bottle of Merlot. Smells of blackberry, chocky, a brew, and some toffees. It's juicy and complex like. This bevy's top with most gran, especially with me ma's Scouse. Telling you, this is defo a bevy that'll leave yous and yous mates made up over your sayers pasty.
Spar's chief wine buyer is Laura Jewell.
We've used a number of different dialects. We've produced 8 as a trial and really just translated a tasting note into those dialects to reflect the wide geographical sort of range of our customers, from Scottish in the north to Somerset in the south.
People don't really talk like that, do they?
We want people to have a bit of fun with our wine labelling, and of course we recognise that there are many different dialects and regional variations on dialects, and we just wanted to make our labels a bit more accessible to customers in general and see how they reacted to it. So yes, it's a bit of fun as well as getting some feedback from our customers.
Isn't it incredibly patronising?
I don't think we feel that it's patronising or stereotyping. We know that people don't speak that way, and I think they'll recognise that it's a bit of fun to make our labels more accessible.
But if shoppers are confused by the language on the back of wine labels, why can't you just write it in clearer English?
Well, that is also part of our wine rebrand. We are redesigning all our own labels at the moment, and we are using simple language that tells people what the wine will taste like rather than complexities of winemaking technicalities and that kind of thing.
But the serious point is that the wine industry should be able to describe its products better to attract more customers.
Yes, and that's certainly what we're hoping to do. We take our quality and value for money of our wines very seriously, but we believe that wine should be a fun experience as well.